Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. I hope you had a Merry Christmas this week. This is a joyous time of year as we celebrate the birth of Christ. Friends and family all come together to give thanks for our blessings. And we know everything isn't perfect here in this country. But just look around the world. It's really not so bad here. At this time of year, my mind always wanders back to when I was a boy down on the farm. I vividly remember the one-room country school that I attended for 8 years. How I rode my pony to school when the weather permitted. And our teacher was Mrs. Stevens, managing and teaching all 10 of us, 8 grades of kids in one room. In the winter, the older kids had to bring in coal from the coal house to stoke the fire in our furnace. As Christmas approached, we all helped decorate the school. We would have a scene of the baby Jesus in the manger. Mrs. Stevens had us practice singing Christmas songs, Away in the Manger, Silent Night, Joy to the World, and many more. We had to be ready to perform for the school Christmas party. All the parents would come and watch their children perform. Well, that country school is gone, and you won't find the public school celebrating Christmas the way we did. As kids on Christmas Day, we would get up early to see what was under the Christmas tree, and that has not changed. I remember a lot of gifts, a baseball glove 1 year, a sled apiece another year for my 2 sisters and myself. But I will never forget 1 year when I received a pair of high-top boots. They had a small pocket on the side of one of the boots to carry my pocket knife. I know my mother ordered those boots with the Sears and Roebuck catalog. Of course, after opening the gifts, we had to do the chores, milk the cows, 8 of them by hand, gather the eggs from the hen house, and we had pigs to feed too. Christmas dinner would be shared with my aunt and uncle and cousins. It would be turkey and all the trimmings. My father would say grace and give thanks for all of our blessings. And that was Christmas down on the farm. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.
In the rain, as we kiss goodbye.